Blog Talk Radio.
The show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very, very excited today. It's a midweek show, and these are always a good time. And man, I like this time slot too. This is very nice. I've got all my stuff, my work in the day done, and it's a nice break before I start my evening work. Oh my gosh, it never ends, ladies and gentlemen. It never ends. No. It's a good thing. Tonight we've got a fantastic band. Man, I dig these bands, this band a lot. They the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records sent the press kit over to me and whatnot, and I checked these guys out and I was just blown away. And they're from my home state of Michigan. I'd like to welcome Coalville. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
We got the whole gang on. We're doing great.
Yeah, come on. The whole gang. That's awesome. That's so cool. I love technology. Very, very cool. Hey, now, you guys are from Western Michigan, right?
That is correct.
Yep.
Very cool. I grew up Metro Detroit area, but I have some friends over there in Grand Rapids area and whatnot. It's beautiful over there. I one of the best places to visit. Always have a good time.
Yeah, this is Aaron. I'm from the east side as well, originally, a town called Clarkston. where there's a nice venue that used to be Pine Knob. It's DTE Energy Music Theater but that was my hometown.
Really? They changed it. And for you nerds out there, that's where they had the Michigan Renaissance Festival. A lot of Dungeons & Dragons activity went on there many years ago. I have no idea. Pine Knob, they changed. I saw my first rock show at Pine Knob, actually. It was
it's been DTE for a long time now, I think, but
I'm old.
Everybody still refers to it as Pine Knob though, that knows it well.
I gotcha. Yeah, I saw Dawkin opened up for Loverboy. That's what it was. What a show. It wasn't that good, but we had fun. Well, that's cool. So how did you guys all meet? You know, how did Coldville come together? What's the story there?
We'll let Luke take that one.
You want to start it off?
Yeah, Luke.
All right. Can you guys hear me all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. The drummer and I used to be in a band before this one. And then after that was done, we decided to start a new project. And we kind of met Aaron was in a different band at the time, and we kind of met him through social media. I think it might have been through MySpace when that was still around.
Oh, wow.
I think it might have been through that. But we've known each other for quite some time. Jimmy, we went through about, I would say, like four or five bass players before we finally found Jimmy, which was great because we were tired of trying to look for new members. So it just worked out, and we released our first EP, This Fight, in about 2013, and we've been writing music and playing shows ever since.
Holy crow, 2000, that was 6 years ago, man. You guys are like seasoned veterans now with this band. That's awesome. No, it's cool because it shows that it can work. So often I will get guests on, I'm like, how long have you guys been together? Well, we've been together 2 months, and, you know, 2 months after that, they're no longer together. Things happen. But you guys, it definitely is working, obviously, you know.
Cool. It's great because mostly we all get along. We just went on tour, so we were afraid that we might hate each other by the time we got back, but I think we're all still cool with each other.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Luke.
Anyways. Yeah,
he's the lead vocalist of Coldville. And we also have Matt Millering on drums, Aaron Lutz on guitar and vocals, and Jimmy Blackenship on bass and vocals. That's cool, man. Yeah, well, that's the crucible of fire, right, going on tour. And, was it a long tour?
About three and a half weeks.
Wow.
And then we hit up 11 states, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's crazy.
A lot of shows, a lot of miles. I think it was about 6,000 miles on the road. A lot of great shows. Met a lot of new people. It was a fantastic experience for all of us.
That is so cool. Now, do you guys have like the Coldville mobile that you guys travel in, or is it a caravan, or how does that work?
Yeah, so this is Aaron. I've got a Mercedes that I picked up fairly recently, but it's an old one, and it's a SUV style, the diesel.
Nice.
And it's not like a Sprinter type Mercedes, but it's big enough for us. It has a third row seating. So we kind of piled the four of us in that. We got a trailer, haul all our gear.
There you go.
And we did the hotel thing, which was pretty nice. We saw some other bands on the road that would sleep in their van or, park outside a Planet Fitness and take showers there and stuff. So we didn't want to be that route. We wanted to get a nice sleep and a nice bed and get a fresh shower every day. So that was good.
That's
not
awesome.
All the beds
that is
were nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, not all
and
of them.
Done.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, some of them we were wondering if we were going to be alive the next morning.
Right. Well, yeah. I stayed with you, though. Oh, man. God, I stayed in one. And I remember Now, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade, but I used to travel around quite a bit doing art shows and whatnot. And I remember I stayed in this hotel in Oakland, California, that I found, of all places, on Craigslist. I put in cheap hotel, and it was. They didn't lie. I couldn't get mad, you know. It was adequately described. But anyway, the room next to mine, and I was with, I had a gallery in San Diego, and I had my gallery manager, this little girl named Tix, with me. And the room next door to ours, which was weird because, you know, one, you're trying to do the right thing. One of us trying to sleep in a chair and all, you know, it was a big thing. But I was trying to save money. The room next to us got raided that night. Apparently, it was like a big drug deal going on or something with undercover cops. I mean, it looked like CSI or something. You know, nobody was killed or anything, but there was a lot of activity.
Holy cow.
I'm like, I'm glad they kicked in the right door and not ours, you know? Things you do.
That's funny. There's probably a few hotels we were at that should have been raided, but they weren't, I think. So looked like some shady stuff was going on.
It's all showbiz, right? It's all showbiz. Well, that's very cool. Now, you guys have your EP, Worlds Apart, which is it an EP or a full-length album? It's an album, isn't it?
Yeah, Worlds Apart is a full-length album.
How cool is that? You guys are making albums.
About,
I love it.
12 songs on that one, so.
Nice.
It was it was a journey. It was an adventure.
Now, when you guys sit down, I mean, was that the plan to do an album? You said, okay, or did you have a bunch of tracks and you said, hey, we got to put these on something, you know, we got to have something for the merch table and the streaming platforms, as everything is today. Was that the idea to do an album, or did it kind of happen, or what was that process like?
I think it's always been in our minds to do an album. We did a couple EPs, and then we're always writing music. We're writing songs. Like, I was just like working on a song a little while ago. We have so many songs, and we just decided, you know, we gotta get these on a full length album. The album took a little while to get done, but we eventually got it done, and we're actually looking at recording some more already. So we've got some more songs we'll be releasing before the end of the year. Who knows? We'll see.
Nice. Well, that's cool, you know, that you keep that momentum. I know with me, like with my painting, if my gal, man, she likes to, we go on like vacations at least twice a year. And I like going on, it's nice to get away and whatnot. What I don't like is not working, because when I come back, it takes me a couple days to get back into that groove, you know, that zone. Are you guys like that with your music? Or are you just continually working, it seems like?
I feel like we're always, I mean, we've always been doing something. I know after playing like almost every night for 3.5 weeks, it felt really weird to come back. I mean, sort of having, I think we were all kind of having withdrawals from after tour, but, we're working on something. We were working on something earlier, yesterday, and we're always, you know, talking about music, talking about what's next. We're really trying to keep the momentum going. And by doing that, we want to keep, you know, the social media, this podcast, you know, doing this with you, and keep writing music and playing shows. I mean, we really don't want that momentum to die down. So we're always trying to figure out ways and things to do to keep things going.
Absolutely. Smart. And that's the way to get things done. You know, people, it's so funny. People always ask me, they're like, you know, well, you talk to all these successful bands and whatnot. Like, you know, what's the secret? And I'm like, you got to work. That's the big secret, you know, like with anything.
Yeah.
You know?
It's certainly not an easy job, and it's a very, for the most part, it's a very low-paying job, but it's a super fulfilling job that we all love.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I hope
you guys
we're
are
all
artists.
Kind of on the same page.
You know, the thing is that people not in the in an artistic field, that they, it's very hard for them to wrap their head around, is sometimes it is low paying and whatnot. And they're like, well, why don't you just do something else? And you're like, what? Because I don't have a choice, man. I got to be doing this. You know, this is what I do. Did you guys know from an early age that music was going to be it? Like when you were coming up and whatnot?
I mean, I guess we can feel that individually. This is Jimmy. I don't know. My musical experience was a little weird because I was in concert band starting in like middle school, and I was playing French horn, and I was last year playing French horn, and they moved me to pretty much every instrument possible in concert band. So I played trumpet, trombone, baritone, a number of those things. Well, it sounds impressive, but the only reason I moved around so much is because I was so bad at them. And then after about 2.5 years of doing that, and prior to me going to high school, they were just, and they'd never done it prior to that. They were like, Jimmy, you can't play in band anymore. You're too bad. you just don't get it. And then shortly after that, I picked up a stringed instrument. So I started playing guitar, and then that's where the pieces kind of fell for me. And then from there, my musical journey began, and it was like very easy for me to play a stringed instrument and play music that I was, you know, music from artists that I loved at the time. And ever since then, that was probably around when I was age 15. Ever since then, it's been pretty much nothing but music in my life.
And Jimmy's the most versatile guy in our band because he plays keyboard on a lot of stuff. He'll play acoustic guitar sometimes, and then he can play drums, and he'll play on a cajon if we're doing an acoustic show without Matt drumming. And he sings back up too. So, yeah, he can do it all.
That's
probably
awesome.
From all that jumping around too.
Maybe. Jack of all trades, but master of none.
Master of bass.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Jimmy's
I'm
awesome.
Fortunate that you found it, though, that you found the fit, you know? That is cool. I didn't mean to cut somebody off. I don't know who was talking, but continue your thought, please.
No, I was just saying Jimmy's also the light man. If Jimmy's always checking on the lights and see what's going on. He wants to make sure we got some lights. And we look pretty cool.
Yeah, he knows how to put on a light show for us, too. Yeah, it's a big part of the show is looking good.
Well, and you don't have to pay somebody to do it, you know? And you know it's done right because you're doing it yourself. That's cool. That's cool to have that in-house, you know? That's very cool.
Yeah, everybody kind of assumes their role. And I don't know if anybody wants to, you know, piggyback off that and talk about how they got into music. Go for it if you do.
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Yeah,
I started piano when I was 4, but I never enjoyed it. And then I played through high school band stuff, kind of like Jimmy, but I was on trumpet most of it. And I was pretty good at the trumpet. I kind of jumped around to some other instruments just for fun. I played some percussion, and then I tried some woodwind type stuff, bassoon and oboe. And I kind of found guitar when I was around same age as Jimmy, 15 or 16, and never played anything else since. Started a rock band when I was 16. And ever since then, I've kind of known that this is what I love doing.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Is there let me ask you, Aaron, is there a particular, let me ask you this question. When you found your guitar, when you start playing, do you still have that? So many guitarists, they start with the guitar and then it gets, you know, traded in. They move up the guitar line.
I definitely moved up. Yeah. I got an acoustic that I started with. I still have. And then, my first electric was this old Washburn that was like $100 at a flea market or something. And I do luckily still have that guitar. But my next guitar after that was like a $2,000 Paul Reed Smith. So I upgraded pretty quickly from the cheap $100 one.
Oh, cool. He goes from a hoopty to a Cadillac. Very, very a Corvette, I should say. Nice.
Exactly.
Nice. Oh man! Now, how about Matt? You on the drums? Did you always were you always a drummer as a kid and whatnot?
Yeah, my dad was a drummer, so I kind of got kind of influenced by him when I was at a young age, like 4 years old. I started playing to Michael Jackson records, and I was in concert band when I was in elementary school and middle school and high school. So I've just been banging drums since I was a kid.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, Luke, with your vocals and whatnot, what's the story there? Were you, like, singing in choirs and stuff, or what happened?
Well, I was in choir in school. What's funny is, at a young age, I was pretty shy, which is kind of weird,
okay.
Because I think in high school, I was voted most likely to be on Broadway, but also the quietest in a class, which is kind of weird.
Right.
But, Everything always came out of me like on the stage. You know, I did a lot of plays. I didn't really start singing until I would say like in front of people, like if it wasn't in a choir. Anyways, I was singing in choir in front of people, but not by myself until like my senior year. I think I snuck into a karaoke bar, and I kind of got a bug, and I just kept doing it. It's kind of funny. I don't know how many bars I went into. Under 21, but I've always been singing. My mom sang in church
Michigan,
a lot.
It happens. Go on.
But I ended up I sing with my mom in church quite a bit, and mm-hmm. I've always you know listened to a lot of bands, grew up listening to a lot of bands and singing, but it wasn't until like high school, my senior year, that I really started singing by myself in front of people as far as you know solo stuff. And I ended up moving out to California in about, I don't remember what year it was, but I was out there for about three years. I was doing some acting, whatnot, and then I ended up joining a band out there, and I was playing out there quite a bit, and I ended up having a daughter that was born out there, and we ended up moving, my wife and I ended up moving back, and I've been playing in bands ever since, and just trying to keep things going, because I've got the bug, and I can't stop.
That's awesome. You know, couple thoughts after listening to you guys' stories there. The first thought that I hear is it's so important. You guys all mentioned being involved in school music production, or not productions, but classes and extracurricular and whatnot. And that's one of the first things, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not going to get on a big political soapbox, but I'm saying when they say we need a mill increase or whatever, you know, one of the first things they cut in school system is music and art. They're like, that's out of here. And these guys, that was such an important stepping stone for them. These are professional musicians. This is what they do, you know, and they're making this great music. And when those programs are cut, you don't think about it. You're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna save $30 a year. You know, that's a couple cases of beer, or a case of good beer. You don't think about that. You could be cutting some, great musician off at the knees. So next time that comes around, be sure to vote yes on those mills. You know, we need those education, those music programs.
The thing with music too, it's like, everybody loves music. You know, it's like watching movies or eating good food and listening to music, you know, it's something that's universal and everybody enjoys. And, you know, for us as musicians, yeah, we might've had a calling to play it. And I'm sure a bunch of people do, even though they're not musicians, they're had other things catch up with their life. Trying to be a family guy or, working a tough job. But, we run into a lot of good musicians on all of our at all of our shows, and it's really cool to see how much music has really influenced people's lives.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, you can ask anybody. You can say, okay, the first time you kissed a girl, what song was playing, or guy, if it's whatever your trip is. And people always remember that. You know, they remember important points in their life with music. What song was popular, what they were into, what they were doing. You know, it's such a all-encompassing thing. It's very, very cool. Well, that's awesome. That is so cool that you guys, you know, you made it through and everything, and, you're doing what you got. I was at a party a couple weeks ago, and somebody was, they were talking, you know how people get, they get a couple drinks on them, and somebody was saying, you know, I don't know why. This is when all that Mick Jagger stuff was happening. They had to postpone their tour because Mick Jagger had a heart attack. You know, he's an old man. And they're like, well, I don't, you know, and then he got the you know, surgery or whatever, got that fixed, and then was back like a 2 weeks later. You know, it was amazing. I don't know if that would be me, but I was pretty impressed. You know, of course, he's getting a lot of money to do that, but still. But somebody was asking, they're like, what is the deal? And I'm like, well, yeah, he's hooked on it, man. You know, playing live. He obviously wants to be doing this. He doesn't need the money. None of those guys do. But they, what they need is that thrill they get from doing what they're supposed to be doing and performing. And, you know, you can always tell when you guys say, you know, oh, yeah, we went on this three-week tour and it was, you know, yeah, there was probably a lot of BS that happened and whatnot, because there always is on stuff like that. But at the same time, you didn't even mention any of that. You're like, oh, it was really cool. We, you know, all these miles, and we met all these people, played all these places. You know, you guys are musicians. You know, it's. I think that's kind of cool to see. You know, that's all I'm saying. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Yeah, I think
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Luke.
I think one of the best parts, you know, one of the best parts for me about it is just, you know, a lot of these people we've never seen before and we've never met. So getting out there playing our music and then having people react the way that they do or tell us, you know, what our songs mean to them and, you know, getting new friends and getting new fans and meeting other musicians, that was just the best part about it, I think, for me.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And you guys have fans all over the cool thing, people bitch about social media and stuff now, you know, and they're like, oh, it's all crazy. And it's, yeah, there's a lot of nonsense on it. we've all seen a lot of cat pictures and, you know, sushi dinners. But the thing is, the amazing thing for musicians and artists, or whoever, you know, anybody, is you guys can drop a track out or make a little video or something, you got like an idea for something, and you can put it out there, and you have a global focus group. People in like Spain are giving you their opinion. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, I'm digging what you're doing. Do more. New Zealand loves you. You know? I mean, it's, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Because, yeah, we actually get a good amount of streams and fans from, you know, countries outside of the United States.
Well, that's
it's
awesome.
Odd to see, because we never played there.
Right. Well, I guarantee you on this show, one of the weird things is, because I'll look at the numbers after the show, you know, and like where their listeners, and really about a week after the show, because you can see all the downloads and everything. And I'll look at the things, you know, the numbers, just because it's interesting. And we've been getting a lot lately from Peru and Brazil. I don't know how or why. Last month it was the Philippines. It just, you know, it's always the U.S. is the first one, but then there's U.S. and England, but then it changes. So, you know, it's
That's awesome. Weird
tides of the internet. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, we'd be glad to go to Peru or Brazil or something to play. That'd be awesome.
I'm telling you, they love rock and roll down there. That's you know, it's very, very cool. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Now, I like, well, let's play the song that's the single that you guys have out right now. Now, this is part of Worlds Apart, which is out, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the single that we're pushing. This is Do What's Right. Now, is Do What Right, is it indicative of everything on Worlds Apart, or are all the tracks different, like a different vibe, or do they all kind of flow?
I would say they flow. It's kind of like a journey, I want to say. Like, the first track is, you know, about the struggle of trying to be who you are in your day-to-day life, trying to make the right decisions and, you know, feeling like sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to get things done, or you always feel like you're one step behind where you want to be, and, you know, it's just trying to keep up with the industry, the music industry, keep up with life in general, just trying to keep going, and always that struggle of, I wish I had more time, you know, it's a struggle. That's so it starts off with a struggle, and then it takes you through a journey, I would say.
Nice. Nice. Well, I think we can all relate to that. You know, I know every day I'm like, why isn't there 4 more hours? That's all I need. 4 more hours every day.
Yeah.
then I'd be complaining that there wasn't five more, you know. It's but anyway, here it is. This is Do What's Right, Coldville. Check this out, everybody. It's an awesome track. Here it is.
One step behind where I wanna be in this life, trying to be somebody, but I'm weighing over my head, fighting only to survive. A wasteland I can see in my mind. I won't be anybody locked up inside myself again. Stuck and rewind, a replay of mistakes I made in this life, dying to free my body from all these scars that never mend, fighting just to get it right and make sense of what I'm seeing tonight. I know I'll need somebody to help me out when I just can't find an never on my side, it's never on my... The time is never on my side, I just keep feeling like I'll never break away. The time is never on my side, but I'm still thinking that I will save myself today.
Fantastic track. What did I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? That's Do What's Right, Coldville. What a great track. I love it. I love it. So good. Now, when you guys finished that, I have to ask, because, you know, obviously this is a single, and I'm sure there were meetings and whatnot. Like, what are we got the new album. What are we going to push? I mean, that just sounds so great. When you guys finished that, like when it was finished, did you go, oh, yeah, this is gold, baby. You had to, right? You had to know that it was so good.
Yeah, kind of. I was talking to Luke about this yesterday, and we were just, because, like you alluded to earlier, we write a lot of songs, and we've got just an absolute library of songs right now that we're trying to, you know, sort through and understand which ones we're going to actually put on and, you know, put out. But I was telling him, like, the songs that come together really quickly, and the song, like, Do What's Right came together very quickly, and we knew right as soon as we played it, like, the first time when we first started, like, half writing it, that we're like, oh, this is a track that's just going to bang. And we've got a couple that are like that right now that are, like I said, in the library. But, yeah, that one came together pretty well, and, yeah, you kind of know. when you write a song,
right.
You're like, okay, that's the one.
Oh, it's very that's how it is with my painting. Sometimes I'll finish one and I'm like, well, I don't want to sell this one. You know, I don't want to sell, but you know, I mean, everything's for sale, baby. And, that was something me and Danny, my fiance, had to early in our relationship. We wanted to keep a lot of stuff. Can't do it. Hey, we lost the call, but not a problem because we will get the guys back. It'll just take a second here. Here's the big skill I have learned since doing the show is how to dial a phone without reading the number aloud. Believe it or not, I had a real problem with that. We don't want to blast out their personal number on the air. There they are.
Hold on. For some reason, it dropped everybody. So give me one.
Oh, okay.
You got Aaron and me. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you got two of us back at least.
Killed everybody.
Oh, technology. I can give you guys a couple minutes if you need. Will they connect or do you have to be off this call in order to connect first? Because I can call you back in a second if that's what needs to happen.
We can probably just go with me and Jimmy, I think.
Just got to loop Luke in, and then we're good.
Okay. Well, it sounds good to me. Like I was saying, I love technology when it works. And for the most part, it does. You know, we had a weird thing last week. We always have weird stuff because our host server's on in New York City. And sometimes, you know, with weird stuff will happen with it, and we'll have to postpone shows and whatnot. It's frustrating, but it happens infrequently enough not to, climb church towers or anything.
All right. Got the whole gang again. Sorry about that.
Nice.
And we were talking about how awesome technology is at the beginning of this call, but it also does bad stuff to us.
Yeah, that's what we were just saying. Yeah.
I jinxed it. Oh, man. I bet Jimmy, when he works on those lights, sometimes they're like,
oh, yeah. Lights are finicky for sure. All this stuff, guitar amps, any of this technology.
Oh, yeah.
Recording software.
When you're setting it up and taking it down. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a old New Waver, you know, from like the early 80s. And he was a keyboard player. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, man, that early stuff, like pre-digital stuff, he goes, was so finicky. And, you know, you'd go on tour and the thing would totally be out of key and it would take 3 hours to set it up. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
But it was.
It is.
It's amazing that it's come so far and it just, I wonder where it'll be in 10 years. You know what I mean? It's you'll have a hologram guy. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there you go. I really like your video for Do What's Right. It's awesome. Very stylized and whatnot. I always ask my musician friends this, because I'm a child of the 80s. I'm an old man. And I grew up with music videos. I think they're awesome, personally. But a lot of musicians I know, I ask them, I'm like, how do you like making music videos? And they either are all for it, or they're like, oh, it's a real pain. It's a necessary evil. Where do you guys lie on that spectrum in terms of making music videos?
Hard question to answer. I think we enjoy doing them. A lot of them require a lot of money, so that's probably right. the real negative portion is to do a really good one requires a lot of money. And the one Do What's Right was relatively low budget. And we're all pretty, I mean, amongst the group and our network of friends, we have a lot of very talented folks that we know with cameras and editing software and sound engineering and a number of other things. So we're pretty blessed and lucky to have those people that can help us put together Do What's Right. So we didn't do that one alone, but we're certainly due for a few more. It's just a matter of getting time to get together and film it, because it's not a really fast ordeal.
Right. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. I want to mention to people before I forget, we have links to the Coldville's website, coldvillemusic.com, www.coldvillemusic.com. And, of course, that link will follow the podcast. If you're listening to this in the future, you know, on Apple Podcasts or whatever, there's a little thing there. You just a link. You click on it and go right to their website. And right at the, they've had a very cool website. Right at the top of it is a link to all their social media. We have all their social media listed as well on our show page here. So I always tell people, because I don't know if people really realize, I know we live in a social media world and whatnot. It is so important with musicians and you know, somebody that's an indie film or something. Like and share the social media. Help get the word out, you know. Doesn't cost anything. You just, it's a couple clicks on your phone or whatever, and it helps immensely. So if you dig somebody, like their stuff, you know, and, you know, go to their shows and buy merch and buy singles. You know, very important.
Yeah.
It's a whole DIY industry now, and I think it's cool in that the artists get a lot more of the cut than they used to. But they also they rely a lot on fans and whatnot. You guys, like you were mentioning, you get streams and contact from people all over the world. It's cool that you guys are so that you interact with your fans and whatnot. You know, because a lot of bands don't. They don't get it or whatever. I don't understand that. You know, that's you know.
Yeah, we try to be as active with our you know music community and our fan base as possible.
That's awesome. Kind of the one of the nice things about social media stuff. You can take people on tour with you, you know, posting videos and
stuff. It's crazy. Nope. Did I lose him again?
No, we're here.
No, I'm still here.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
We're just
no,
quiet now.
Yeah, it was cutting a little bit for me.
Oh, I gotcha. No, it is. It's so cool. I have a friend of mine who's a bass player, and because you know bass players have so much time on stage, I don't know how he does it, but he'll set his phone down like and do a Facebook Live, so it's like this upshot of the band, and you know people watch that. You know, like a lot of people watch that stuff. I think it's cool. You know, I don't know, but if you especially if you're not in the area and you can't see the band, but you know. Add Coldville, definitely, because, you know, when they come through your town, you want to know, you know, where they're going to be playing and whatnot. Hey, speaking of playing, tell everybody what you guys got coming up. Is it this weekend that this is happening?
Yeah, this Saturday we're going to be in Muncie, Indiana, for the festival, Rise of the Loser Festival, and Red will be headlining, so it should be a good time. I think it's on a beach, too, so
nice.
Might bring some swimming trunks. So yeah, there's gonna be a lot of bands. I think it starts at noon, so and then it's gonna go until probably pretty late. So bands playing all day long.
I'm telling you, those Midwest festivals, man. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the place to be this weekend, Muncie, Indiana. Get there, you know. It's awesome. Festivals are great. I always have a good time. You guys like playing festivals, don't you? You were saying we were talking a little bit off mic.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're a good time. There's a lot of, typically speaking, there's a ton of bands there. We like meeting new bands, hearing new music. I mean, we're just like concert goers ourselves. We just also play in a band.
And it's a lot easier to interact with people, I think, at festivals too. It's a lot easier to run into people and to chat, and everyone's just kind of walking around, hanging out in the same areas and whatnot. So it's a good time for sure.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And folks, you can get details of that on the, I'll be posting them as well. I know they're posted on the Facebook Coldville Music page. I'll be posting those on my Facebook and social media and blog and all of that right after the show as well. So you can get there in directions and know what you got to bring and all that kind of stuff.
And they've got bands playing on Friday too, so there's like camping in there and whatnot, so people can go out there Friday too and just stay all weekend.
How cool is that? I'm telling you guys, you never know. You might meet your future lady there, you know? I just read this article, and it showed this couple from, this is a couple days ago, I saw online, and it showed this couple from Woodstock, young kids, you know, they, I think they were 20 or something, and, you know, they met and fell in love and everything, and then it showed them now, like 50 years later or whatever it is, and they're still together. I'm like, well, there you go.
There's a good music. 50th anniversary, huh?
Yeah. In the crazy world, it worked out, so that's a good thing. Now, I have to ask you guys, I know we're promoting Worlds Apart and Do the Right Thing and whatnot, and you guys mentioned this, too. How long are you to the next project? Like, how far in the hopper is it, the new project that you're working on?
Go ahead, Luke.
We're looking this year, so we're hoping, actually, we don't want to say we are, but we're hoping to put out something out there this fall, so.
Yeah, it won't be another full length, but we'll be, for sure, I guess I feel like comfortable saying this on the record, putting out at least a single this year, 2019.
Nice.
And we have a series of songs that we're either going to release just in single form as we finish mm-hmm. them, and we'll do some promotions and potentially some music videos around them, or maybe we'll bundle them all up and put it on like a 3 or 4 song EP or something. But for sure, new music coming, because we've got an absolute ton of songs that we're in the midst of recording.
Oh,
and like
cool.
We said earlier, we want to keep the momentum going. So I think we got so many songs, we might as well keep them going and keeping people entertained, you know, like getting, we got a lot of music. We're just going to keep putting it out there as long as we can.
Nice. Well, I ask from a selfish reason, because I'm a fan now and I want to hear more. And from a business point of view too, I get to have you guys back on the show. So awesome. And I win a win-win. Very, very cool. Well, I'm going to tell you guys all this, and you guys know this already, but I'm going to tell you anyway, in case nobody has today yet, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real, real good at it. And I'm so glad you guys are doing what you're doing, you know?
Well, thank you. Yeah, we won't stop.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
And hopefully you can get a chance to see us play live, meet you live one of these days, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you have a friend in South Florida now. So, and I always tell my musician friends this, too. I'm like, yeah, and, you know, we have a guest room and we're on, you know, we live at the beach. And they're like, yeah, whatever. And then here's the hook. Here's how I get all my musician friends that have ever gone on tour. I say, oh, and by the way, we have 2 working showers and a washer and dryer. And they're like,
yeah.
We're there, baby. We're there.
Yeah.
And my gal's Italian, so the food's pretty good, too. You know, I'm not I don't know if you've seen a picture of me. I'm not in any danger of wasting away. It's a good thing. Cool. Well, you know, we're right up against the time, but thank you guys so much for being on the show and whatnot. Oh, before we leave, I got to say, I'm so glad you guys are working with Curtain Call. We have a link up to them as well. They are just fantastic. If you need help on the, you know, the PR side of things, if you're in a band or, you know, made an indie film or, I don't know, just made the best brownies in town and you want the word out, get up. No, they won't. They'll say, we're not dealing with that. But no, if you're in a band or something, they will definitely help you out. Get a hold of them. Curtain Call Records, we have a link to them, curtaincallrecords.com. They are good people to know. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, you guys are awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Anytime. And again, everybody, it is coldvillemusic.com. Definitely check that out. And, you know, go see them when they're in your town and whatnot. Pick up their single. Do the right. Do What's Right. That's such a good song. Such a good song and a cool video, too. Hey, that's going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow. And actually, we're here every day till Saturday. So it's a full week for us. We will see you then. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.